From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Russia is ramping up security at train stations and airports after those two suicide bomb attacks in 2 days that killed more than 30 people in the city of Volgograd.
The second explosion occurred this morning on an electric trolley full of rush hour commuters. Sunday's bombing ripped through Volgograd's main railway station. The attacks come less than 6 weeks before the Winter Olympics are due to open in the Russian city of Sochi, just about 400 miles away from Volgograd. The BBC's Artyom Lis is in Moscow. He joins us now. Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, we have seen pictures of the two bombings that have occurred over the weekend and this morning. The scenes are terrible. Can you just describe some of what has happened in Volgograd after the second bombing today?
Well, the second bombing took place very, very early in the morning, just outside one of the bigger markets in Volgograd. What you see is a mangled wreck of what was a trolley bus, and bodies strewn all over the ground in front of it, and lots of blood on the snow, people panicking, people crying, people shrieking, people calling for help. It was absolute havoc, I have to say.
Now, a double bombing over the course of a two-day period is a serious event anywhere in the world. How are Russians overall across the country reacting to this?
I think for a lot of Russians, this came as a bit of a shock. People here believed that such bombings had become a thing of the past, as it were. Of course, these two blasts do put that under a lot of, into a lot of question.
In October, I understand, there was also another suicide bombing in the city. Why is Volgograd in particular such a target?
Well, it's a major industrial and transport hub. It's not far from the republics of the Caucasus, which, of course, have been the seat of the Russian insurgency. Recently, this insurgency has been flaring up further north, along the banks of the River Volga, in particular in areas which are not that far from Volgograd. And also, it's a place which has enormous historic and symbolic significance for most Russians, because, of course, Volgograd used to be called Stalingrad, and that was the site of the legendary Battle of Stalingrad, which turned the tide of World War II. So for a lot of Russians, it's a city which is connected in their sort of collective psyche with victorious moments, victorious industrial and victorious military moments in the Soviet history.
Now, regarding these two bombings, has anyone come forward to take responsibility? And do we know for certain if the attacks are linked?
Well, we don't know anything officially yet. What the authorities here have been saying unofficially is that the composition of the explosive devices which were used in both blasts does lead them to believe that the attacks could have been linked. Nobody has come forward as yet to claim responsibility, but then that is often not the case with explosions like these. What people here do remember is that a few months ago, during the summer, Doko Umarov, who is one of the leaders of the insurgency in Chechnya, recorded a video statement, video address, if you wish, and put it on YouTube, in which he threatened more attacks against the civilian population in Russia ahead of the Olympics. So a lot of the people here are linking the attacks to him, to the insurgency in Chechnya, but there are also others who are saying, well, look, this sort of thing is now also happening much further north in places like Tatarstan, Mariel, so much nearer to Russia's heartland. This is all, at the moment, this is all guesswork. We don't know for sure who is behind this, and we don't know what their motivation might have been.
Well, you did mention Doku Umarov, the Chechen rebel leader, and I believe it was in that video that he said that he and his followers would do their utmost to derail the Sochi Olympics, which he says are, quote, satanic dances on the bones of our ancestors. How much of a major security and political problem do these two bombings over the weekend pose for President Vladimir Putin?
I think in terms of security, President Putin will do all he can to try and make the Sochi Games a secure and safe Olympics. There are hundreds and hundreds of police officers, of military personnel being deployed around the area, so much so that they're even sealing off small, tiny little mountain paths leading into the area. Whether or not President Putin and his security services can secure the rest of Russia, that is the question which is now on everybody's minds. Now, politically, I think it's a very big embarrassment for President Putin and generally for the Russian authorities, because they have been saying incessantly almost that the back of the insurgency has been broken and that they've got the situation under control. Now questions are being asked whether that is the case. And if you look at what security commentators and security analysts here in Moscow are saying, a lot of them are saying that over the years, security services have become complacent and unprofessional. Complacent because the insurgency is less strong than it was 10 years ago. But unprofessional because, in the view of those analysts, they're spending too much time trying to weaken President Putin's political opponents and too little time trying to infiltrate to tackle with those extremist groups.
As we've been reading, the new concern is quote-unquote soft targets outside of the security perimeters of the Winter Olympics. And, I mean, are we looking at the possibility of bombings elsewhere in Russia as we approach these games?
Well, I wouldn't want to be the one to predict such horrible things, but that is the fear here in Moscow. Just to give you an anecdote, one of my colleagues earlier today was talking here in the office about whether she should ride the tube, the metro, on her way home, or whether she should walk. And that's not an exaggeration. A lot of people are now deeply concerned about appearing in public places.
Well, Artyom Lis is with the BBC's Russian service, speaking to us today from Moscow. Artyom, thank you so very much.
No problem.